So there was a let's
Come
continue.
on.
So there's one down there. Okay, so let's just continue. We were talking about we were talking about how Rabbah saw an Eiz Bas Yomer that was as big as HaTavor. And they're going to connect that HaTavor with the HaTavor of what?
Mountain
Right. And it wanted to have the Torah on it, and it was being a Bal Gaiva, and therefore didn't get it. And this Bas Yomer was also being a Bal Gaiva. It's not Mordechai Gazach from Moshe Shapiro that the pasuk that the Goyin brings to bring out that point that HaTavor represents the gaiva of the one asking for the Torah to be placed on it.
Sovereign
Right. So it says,
Beharim
what?
Karmel
Oh, so the pasuk is Ki Ketavor Baharim uchakarmel b'yam, like HaTavor and Har Karmel. So the Medrash says, by the case, by the story of Anochi Hashem Ashira, as a Devorah, right? That she killed, Yael killed Sisera. So that happened on Har Tabor. And on Har Carmel, there was the Gilui of Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim by Baal. So the Medrash says, because they want that Har Tabor and Har Karmel wanted the Gilui of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so they both ended up getting a Gilui that Anochi was Nizgala on Har Tabor because it says Anochi Hashem Ashira, and Hashem Elokecha was Nizgala on Har Karmel because Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So the Medrash says that he brings down such a Medrash. So he says, you see from here, Gaiva is not good, but. But the rotzen and the desire to have the Torah given on you got rewarded. At the end of the day, there's a balance. On the one hand, yeah, gaiva is bad, and a person, trying to have gaiva is not good. Okay. What's a person supposed to do their whole life? They can't have, they need to have she'ifas. They need to be wanting to grow. What do they sit like a lamala, be like, hey, okay, Hashem, whatever you want. No, you gotta try to be there. And there's the balance between, pushing yourself and gaiva playing a role. But if the person's intention is to push themselves and keep trying to keep trying and trying and trying to get more, they're going to get rewarded for that eventually. And here, the Chiddush, even though they were doing it for gaiva purposes, and the Chazal made it, this is the example of gaiva. This is the ultimate example. You want to find gaiva? Look at HaTavor. But ultimately, there was a certain midah of wanting to push oneself to another darga, and that darga was Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and the gilui of Anochi and the Gilui of Hashem Elokecha, ultimately they did receive that for the rotten to want to get more. So fascinating twist on that. Fascinating twist on that Chazal. Of course, the Torah is going to go to the Anav, and the Torah is going to go to the one that's not the Begaiva, but the desire to have it also gets rewarded. Okay? Well, very nice. Now, we said that Har Tabor was 40 parsas large. So the Goyin said in the bottom of page Kesvav, says Shemara be'atzmai l'kol kilu ein chasil lo mikol kedusha klum. Looks like he's not missing anything, and he starts bringing in the concept that we started talking about. Omra mekubalim shemiyomer vi'at Shabbos tzarich l'hachin es atam l'kedushas l'kedusha k'mo she'yaduah. That from Wednesday and on, they're already part of the next week. So the last 40 years of one's life, the first 30 years is when you're gathering material, gathering koiches, gathering everything. And from 40 and on is when you start living it, you start expressing it, you start doing it, right? So now, בצורך לילוך ולהרגל כל רגע בקדושה, והן ארבעה ימים בשבת קודש, הוא יקרא קדושה. So now, if the person is doing what he's supposed to, so then, first 30 years, he's gaining material, and then from year 40 and on, is when he's using the material. 40, 50, 60, he's using it. But, what did we say? Who is this Arzila Bas Yoima? He's the guy that wants to show off his knowledge by being fighting and learning from day one. So that means when he, that day one, he thinks he acts like he's 40. Means he acts as though he's already completed the first 30 years, right? And he's already 40 years old, right? So that's the Ben Arboim Labina. Bina's lafalpel, to use your knowledge, right? So, therefore, Zok Tegoyin, that's the remnants of the Urzila Basyayma. Hoylech b'yoyim echad mahalach haboy yomim lafi daito. In one day, he went 40 parsois. What's 40 parsois? The regular hiluch of a person, the regular hiluch of a person is 10 parsas a day, the Gemara Pesachim says. So here he went 40 parsois. That means he went what you go in 40, in 4 days. Right, he went in one. What's the 4 days? The 4 days is the fourth decade of the person's life, the 40 parses. So therefore, he's like as if he's already on the fourth day. He's already on Wednesday. He's already ready, getting ready. He's already ready for Shabbos. He said, I'm done. I don't have to work hard anymore. I already did my years in yeshiva. I already have everything I need. Now I'm just here to show off. Right. So that's the mashmois of the 40 parsa. It's a pretty intense shot. Like it's a pretty interesting shot. So that's the 40. Now what happens? This guy's neck, the so it's fine. So the Urzila Bas Yoima is on a Har Tabor, which is 40 parsois, and Umashka de Tavare Tlosa Parsi. And the length of its neck, it's 30 parsa. So what's that? So he brings a Gemara. It says, Rav Kev Chazi Amavua, Daza Abasre, Amar Hachi, Miyal Lashmaim, Shiu, Roish Alav Yagia. When Rav felt good about himself, he said, as if my head is in the clouds. So again, the expression of one who is going to have his head in the, is going to be a Balgaiva, is the one whose head is in the clouds. Right? The Amru, Amra Papa, Shmamina, Ha, Hai, Iba, Tlosa, Parsi, Madli. Ha, Iba? How far off the ground is the cloud off the ground? It's three parsois. So, Nidmeloi, Kihilu, Kvar, Ola, Latachs, Agdula. In other words, just the symbolism for someone who feels like they've gotten it, they've got it. We got it. We're good. The symbolism for somebody who's like says, "I got it," is when his head is in the clouds. How high is the clouds off the ground? Three parsois. So the going pasha. So the neck of the ram of the Rezila Vasyam, the neck is three parsois because he was already in the clouds. After one day, he's already up there in the clouds. He's like, you know, so he has Har Tabor, his head is in the clouds, he's already fully accomplished, and his gaiva is ready to go, and he has nothing, you know, he has nothing, what's it called? He has nothing left to accomplish in life. He's pretty much done. One more thing, Ubeimar Ba'asa Deresha Parsa Upalga, the resting place of its head is a parsa and a half. Zokta Goyin, this Urzila, what does it mean that he rests a parsa and a half away? Zokta Goyin, that someone will shot. Zokta Goyin, this Urzila, this guy with this type of midas is from the Erev Rav. How big was the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar? Three parsois. So from the middle point to the edge of the machne is a parsa and a half. So says the going, this guy, if he was being the Machne Yisrael, he would be a parson and a half away. Means he's already from the Erev, this guy. So he wouldn't be part of Machne Yisrael. That's what the Goyen says here. He says, Shemniach Rosh Ben Adoyim, Shukhe Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Avo Shem Haisach Ani Yosu Lefnei HaMeshchan, Shubem Tzmach Ne Yisrael, V'hai Rosil Hu Me'erev Rav. V'oim Et Chutz Tzmach Ne Yisrael, Parso Paglo, Omno Meniach Rosh Ben Mokum Gdoilam.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's the stands for the Erev Rav. He's laying down parsing him away from where he really is.
What?
Isn't the going thing that he places himself, he puts his head by like Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan, even though he bets him as a parson half away, puts the mach in him.
Right. Exactly. Oh, that's what he means, right. His head is in the Mokum of the Gedolim, but he really can't be here because he's part of the Erev Rav. Oh, that's what he means, right. It says, B'nei Adam, Shemaseh Me'enam Olal Hispar, Ha'im Esuch De'Erev Rav. All right? So the only thing we still have to get clear is what's the deal that he would go to the bathroom in the Yarding? What is that all about? All right? So it means Hashem, what's today? Tuesday? Again, we'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday. Okay.